I Could Love You, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Yetsun has been told several times now that communication is important for any relationship. Having been a close observer for several months now, to one relationship in particular, Yetsun can confidently say that Gerger isn't very good at that part. Not much of a surprise, really, considering the way Gerger had never quite managed to communicate to Yetsun for decades. There's a possibility that Yetsun might not have been willing to listen either, but that's beside the point. Gerger is bad at communicating in relationships, and not to be used as an example. But that's why Gerger has a Zhao Yunlan, who aside from being a brother stealing annoyance, Yetsun has to very reluctantly admit, does seem to be good for Gerger. Yetsun idly pets Daqing's head resting in his lap, his finger sinking into Daqing's hair. Daqing makes a contented noise, and Yetsun can't help but smile in satisfaction. Besides, it was Zhao Yunlan who'd said that he could just easily bribe Daqing into liking him. Zhao Yunlan probably didn't mean that as actual advice, but it had worked remarkably well anyway. Even if Yetsun might not quite have stolen Daqing away from Zhao Yunlan. Yetsun tugs gently at Daqing's hair to get his attention. Daqing opens his eyes a sliver and squints up at Yetsun. "Do you want to have sex?" Yetsun asks. "Ah," Daqing says, closing his eyes again. Yetsun rubs his fingers against Daqing's scalp, just the way he knows Daqing likes it. "With you?" Daqing asks, sounding a bit stilted. Yetsun could try to guess what Daqing's tone means, but it's easier to just wait for Daqing to tell him. "Yes, with me," Yetsun confirms calmly. There's a nervous flutter in Yetsun's belly suddenly, that he's very much ignoring. He's not too sure what he wants the answer to be, but from what Yetsun has been able to figure out, this is what happens in relationships. If Gerger and Zhao Yunlan are any sort of example, it happens quite a lot. "Not really," Daqing says, tensing just a bit. He's still keeping his eyes closed. Yetsun's hand stills against his hair. "But you can fuck me if you want to," Daqing adds. Yetsun thinks there's something wrong with that statement. He has read books, a lot of books now, and consent is important, and that's clear and verbal consent, but not unless you do, Yetsun says slowly. The fluttering in his belly has stopped and twisted around his guts instead into a low-level nausea. His fingers twist into Daqing's hair, and he quickly untangles them, smoothing his hand over Daqing's hair. It's not quite the time to annoy Daqing. Daqing opens his eyes again, and turns his head so he can better look at Yetsun. "I'm only attracted to people who look like cats." He's looking at Yetsun, like he expects something, and Yetsun isn't quite sure what that is.
"You've never told me that,"
Zhao Yunlan bursts out, before Yetsun quite has time to try some kind of response. Zhao Yunlan has so far been content to keep on playing his game console, and not contribute to the discussion that's none of his business.
"Did you ask?"
Daqing snives at him, making Yetsun grin slightly.
"It never occurred to me to ask if you found cats sexy. That's not how I expect people to look at cats."
Yetsun isn't quite sure if Zhao Yunlan's indignation is faked or not. Yetsun is not always very good at nuance when it comes to other people's emotions. A fact he's not about to admit to anyone, but that he's become more aware of lately. But Zhao Yunlan's and Daqing's exchanges are rarely very serious, no matter what they seem like. Also, Zhao Yunlan is still playing his game, so he can't be too serious.
"Well, I would have told you if it was relevant. And you never wanted to fuck me, did you?"
Daqing says with a scoff, turning his head a bit to glare at the back of Zhao Yunlan's head. Suddenly, Jiaolan seems very concentrated on his game and doesn't say anything. Da Qing lifts his head from Yitzhun's lap, and Yitzhun finds himself glaring at Jiaolan too.
Wait, Lao Chao, you did, didn't you?
Da Qing sounds genuinely shocked at that revelation, and Yitzhun isn't quite sure why. Why wouldn't Jiaolan at least have thought about it at some point, considering it's, well, Da Qing?
Ah, Jiaolan says, not looking away from his game. Maybe, when I was younger. But you weren't interested in that sort of thing.
Da Qing flops back down, his head falling into Yitzhun's lap again.
Well, I'm not,
Da Qing says sulkily. Yitzhun pets Da Qing's hair in sympathy. He's frequently annoyed by Jiaolan too. They have that in common. It's more or less what brought them together in the first place. Yitzhun is pretty sure that settles whatever issue that had been, which only leaves... Yitzhun takes a quick breath.
I could be a cat, he says calmly. His belly twists again, in a slightly disconcerting way.
It actually makes Da Qing freeze, and for a moment Yitzhun thinks that it might have been the wrong thing to say.
You would... Da Qing says quietly, twisting around to stare at Yitzhun.
His eyes are wide and he blinks at Yitzhun in a way that makes Yitzhun really want to touch his face. Yitzhun brushes his fingers against Da Qing's cheek, and like the cat he is, Da Qing instantly nuzzles into the touch. The soft warmth seems to sweep away the sick feeling in Yitzhun's stomach.
You don't need to, Da Qing mumbles. Cat sex isn't that much fun.
Oh God, please don't start talking about barbed dicks. Jiaolan interrupts them again.
Yitzhun can't even find it in himself to be that annoyed. He'll be annoyed at Jiaolan later. It's an easy promise to keep.
I don't need that image in my head.
Da Qing swipes a hand in Jiaolan's direction, like he wants to hit him. But Jiaolan is a bit too far away for that.
But... do you want to?
Yitzhun asks, ignoring Jiaolan's words. Sex has never been the most pleasant of experiences before. Yitzhun is almost certain that anything involving Da Qing will be better than that. Besides, he's curious.
Gerga and Jiaolan certainly seem to think it's worth the effort.
Da Qing smiles lazily at him and rubs his cheek against Yitzhun's hand, before tilting his head in a clear demand for Yitzhun to pet his hair. Yitzhun smiles and does exactly that. It shouldn't be so easy to indulge Da Qing, but somehow, Yitzhun never really minds all that much. Weirdly, it makes him feel better.
Maybe, Da Qing admits. I don't really know.
Well, Yitzhun thinks, feeling oddly satisfied with that answer. That makes two of them.
I need to find someone who has the power to transform into the right shape.
Yitzhun muses out loud, a small smirk on his lips. He doesn't need to wait for the reaction.
You're not eating someone just so that Qing can get laid.
Jiaolan protests, twisting around to actually glare at Yitzhun. With a small feeling of satisfaction, Yitzhun watches Jiaolan's character on screen die a gruesome death.
I wouldn't. Yitzhun says, smiling innocently at Jiaolan.
Jiaolan just glares at him.
Gerger can learn it, and give me the power.
That's a fairly new thing that they've learned about their powers, the way they fit together.
They never had the opportunity to find out before, Yitzhun thinks and feels the familiar, almost welcome feeling of anger stirring inside him. This time, it's actually directed at the person it should be. He's long dead now, but at least Yitzhun can remember the way he'd looked, the way he'd felt when Yitzhun consumed him. Yitzhun strums lightly at the string of dark energy that is that first power he'd stolen, and smiles. Jiaolan gives him another suspicious look, before turning away with a scoff. and then makes a dismayed noise when he sees the state of his game. Yetsun smirks and keeps petting Daqing. Daqing muffles a small laugh against Yetsun's thigh. I already know how to do that, Gerger's voice says from behind all of them. He walks up next to the couch, so Yetsun can actually see him. How long had Gerger been there listening to them? Spying on us, Gerger? Yetsun asks with a raised eyebrow. Gerger just smiles, looking at Yetsun with fondness that doesn't make Yetsun uncomfortable anymore. I didn't want to interrupt. He reaches out a hand toward Yetsun, dark energy swirling around his fingers. No time like the present, Yetsun thinks with a slightly wild grin and takes his brother's hand. The power, by necessity wrapped in some of Gerger's dark energy, rushes into Yetsun like a faint echo of what he feels when consuming someone. It's still a rush, even if a smaller one, and Yetsun sighs in satisfaction. His Gerger's hand slips away from his. Whenever you want, he tells Daqing with a slow, lazy smile. The end.